शांति today Father Shiva has come specially to celebrate the birthday of his Saligram children. Today, Father Shiva has specially come to celebrate the birthday of his Saligram children. You children have come to celebrate the father's birthday. And Bab Dada has come to celebrate the children's birthday. Because the father has a lot of love for you children. So you children have come to celebrate the father's birthday and Bab Dada has come to celebrate the children's birthday. Because the father has a lot of love for you children. As soon as the father incarnates, he creates the sacrificial fire. As soon as the father incarnates, he creates the sacrificial fire. And a sacrificial fire cannot be completed without Brahmins. And a sacrificial fire cannot be completed without Brahmins. This is why this birthday is alaukik, unique and lovely. This is why this birthday is alaukik, unique and lovely. There has never been any other birthday. Throughout the whole cycle, where the birthday of the father and the children is on the same day. Nor can it ever be possible. There has never been any other birthday throughout the whole cycle where the birthday of the father and the children is on the same day. Nor can it ever be possible. The Father is incorporeal. The Father is incorporeal. On the one hand, he is incorporeal, and on the other hand, we celebrate his birthday. It is Father Shiva alone. It is Father Shiva alone who does not have a body of his own. And this is why he incarnates in the body of Father Brahma. And it is this incarnation, that you celebrate in the form of a birthday. So, have all of you come to celebrate the Father's birthday or your own birthday? Have you come to give congratulations or to receive congratulations? This is the promise of remaining together made by the children to the father. This is the promise of remaining together made by the children to the father. Now, at the conscious age, you have the combined company. At the confluence age, you have the combined company. Your incarnation is at the same time. You are also carrying out the task of transformation together. You are also carrying out the task of transformation together. And you are also returning home together. And you are also returning home together. This is the form of the love of the father and the children. This is the form of the love of the father and the children. Wow. devotees also celebrate Shiv Jayanti. Devotees also celebrate Shiv Jayanti, but they simply call out and sing songs. But they simply call out and sing songs. You don't call out. You don't call out. Your celebration means to become equal. Your celebration means to become equal. To celebrate means to celebrate means to continue to fly with constant zeal and enthusiasm. This is why it is called a festival. To celebrate means to continue to fly with constant zeal and enthusiasm. This is why it's called a festival. A festival means to maintain enthusiasm. A festival means to maintain enthusiasm. So you are always celebrating. That is, you always maintain your enthusiasm, do you not? Is it all the time or only sometimes that you maintain your enthusiasm? Is it always or only sometimes? In fact, the breath, the very breath of Brahmin life is zeal and enthusiasm. The very breath of Brahmin life is zeal and enthusiasm. Just as you cannot stay without breathing, in the same way, in Brahmin life, you cannot stay without zeal and enthusiasm. So just as you cannot stay without breathing, in the same way, without zeal, Brahmin souls cannot stay in Brahmin life. You experience this, do you not? You experience this, do you not? Look. You have specially come running from so far away just to celebrate this birthday. Just look, you have specially come running from so far away from so many different places just to celebrate this birthday. Bap Dada doesn't have as much happiness of his own birthday as he has of the birthday of you children. This is why Bap Dada is giving each one of you children. This is why Bap Dada is giving each one of you children plate fulls of multi-million fold happiness and congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. This day, Bap Dada is also remembering the true devotees a great deal. On this day, Bap Dada is also remembering the true devotees a great deal. They keep a fast for just one day. Whereas you have kept a fast of complete purity for your whole life. They keep a fast of food. And you also. Is it firm? It's not weak, is it? Maya is also listening. All of you are waving your flags, and Maya is watching you waving your flags. When you keep a fast of definitely having to become pure, when you keep a fast of definitely having to become pure, then to keep this fast means, then to keep this fast means to make your attitude elevated. So the word in Hindi for fast is vrat, and the word for attitude is vritti. So Baba is saying, then to keep this fast means to make your attitude elevated. As is your attitude, so is your vision, and your actions automatically become like that. So as is your vritti, so is your vision, drishti, and your actions, kriti, automatically become like that. So you have kept such a fast, have you not? Pure and clean attitude, pure and clean vision, pure and clean attitude, pure and clean vision. When you look at each other, or when you look at one another, what do you look at? What do you look at when you look at one another? Do you look at the face? Do you look at the face, or at the sparkling soul in the center of the forehead? What do you look at? Do you look at the face, or at the sparkling soul in the center of the forehead? One child asked, when he has to speak to someone, when he has to speak to someone, or when he has to do something, so that's what one child told Baba, that when he has to speak to someone, or when he has to do something, he has to do that by looking at the face of the other one. He has to look at the face. So he has to do that by looking at the face, and that the vision goes towards that person's eyes. So the vision goes towards that person's eyes. However, sometimes seeing the face, your attitude changes a little. So seeing the face, the attitude changes a little. That's what the child told Baba. But Bab Dada says, together with the eyes, there is also the forehead. Together with the eyes, there is also the forehead. So, can you not speak to the soul whilst looking at the center of the forehead. So, can you not speak to the soul while looking at the center of the forehead? Now, at this moment, Bab Dada is sitting in front of you. So, can you tell whether he's looking at your eyes or he's looking at your forehead? Both are together, aren't they? Forehead and eyes, they come together, don't they? So look at the face, but look at the sparkling star in the center of the forehead on the face. So you may look at the face, but look at the sparkling star in the center of the forehead on the face. Therefore, you have kept this faith fast, yes, but you now have to pay more attention in keeping this fast. You have to speak while looking at the soul. The soul is speaking to the soul. That should be your consciousness. The soul is looking at the soul. So soul is speaking to a soul. The soul is looking at the soul. Then your attitude will always remain pure. Then your attitude will always remain pure. And together with that, the other benefit is, that as is your attitude, so is the atmosphere created. As is your attitude, so is the atmosphere created. Jaisi vritti, vaisa vatavaran. So attitude, and that leads to atmosphere. So by creating an elevated attitude, together with your own effort, service is also done. So service also takes place when you are creating an elevated atmosphere through your elevated attitude. So that is double benefit, is it not? So atmosphere becomes elevated, and your attitude is also elevated, and service also becomes elevated. So that is double benefit, is it not? Create such an elevated attitude that no matter how vicious or impure someone may be, He is transformed by the atmosphere created through your attitude. Let there always be this fast. Let there always be this fast in your awareness and in your form, that no matter how vicious or impure someone may be, but as he comes in front of you, he should be transformed by the atmosphere created through your attitude. Nowadays, Bab Dada has been looking at the children's chart. Nowadays, Bab Dada has been looking at the children's chart. So, what did Bab Dada see in the chart? Instead of creating the atmosphere through your own attitude, sometimes the children become influenced by the atmosphere created by others. So instead of children creating the atmosphere through their own attitude, the children become influenced by the atmosphere created by others. So what is the reason for that? Why do the children become influenced by the atmosphere created by others? In their heart-to-heart conversations, children speak very sweet things to Baba. They say, I like that one's speciality. I receive a lot of cooperation from that one. So what they say? I like that one's speciality. I receive a lot of cooperation from that one. However, that speciality is a gift from God. However, that speciality which the other one has is a gift from God. It is given by God. Whatever attainments and specialities you have in Brahmin life, they are Prabhu Prasad, that is an offering from God, and they are God's gifts. So if you forget the bestower and you remember the ones who are receivers, prasad, or holy offering, is never anyone's personal possession. It is called Prabhu Prasad, that is special offering received from God. It is not said to be prasad of so and so. It's prasad of God. So it's God is the giver. They say Prabhu Prasad, God's prasad. You receive cooperation, that is good. But at least do not forget the bestower who enables you to receive cooperation. You receive cooperation, that is good, but at least do not forget the bestower who enables you to receive cooperation. So, are you keeping a firm fast for this birthday? So are you keeping a firm fast for this birthday? Has your attitude changed? Has your attitude changed? Complete purity. Complete purity. This is keeping a real fast and making a promise. So vrat could mean fast, it could also mean a promise. So this is complete purity, this is keeping a real fast and making a promise, a firm promise. So check. So check. You of course are observing the fast of the big gross vices. You are of course observing the fast of the big gross vices. But are you free from the little children too? But are you free from the little children too? Generally, what happens in families, householders have more love for their grandchildren than their children. Elders, you know, they have more love for their grandchildren than their children. So you mothers have a lot of love for them, they are not grandchildren. So you have conquered the big forms of Maya, but the little subtle forms do not attack you. But the little subtle forms do not attack you, do they? For instance, some say, what they say? They say, I'm not attracted, but I like it. I'm not attracted, but I like it. Achha lagta hai, but I do like it. I like that thing more, but I'm not attracted to it. But I just like it. But why do you specially like it? Why do you specially like it? So check that. So check that there aren't any traces of impurity left in little forms, because from a trace, sometimes a whole progeny can be created. In little traces, little progeny, they can create a big form. Today it is in a small form, but tomorrow it can take a big form. When any vice comes, whether in a small form or in a big form, whenever any vice comes, whether it is in a big form or in a small form, there is just one word that causes it. There is just one word that causes it. And that makes the vice comes in a small form or a big form. And that one word is I, me, the I of body consciousness. I of body consciousness. Through this one word I, there is there is ego or arrogance. Or if there is not complete arrogance, then there is anger. There's ego or arrogance. Then if it may not be complete arrogance, then it is anger. Because the sign of arrogance is that there is that one is unable to tolerate even one word of insult towards him. Because he's arrogant, he's a lot of ego, he will not be able to tolerate even one word of insult towards him. And he therefore gets angry. Devotees offer a sacrifice. But for you, on this day, whatever limited consciousness of I you have, sacrifice that to the Father and finish it. Sacrifice that to the Father and finish it. Do not think, yes, I have to do it anyway. I have to become that anyway. Do not think about doing it sometime in the future. I have to do it anyway. You know, this is like saying that you will have to do it in the future. You are powerful, so be powerful and finish it. You are powerful, so be powerful and finish it. It's not anything new. It is not anything new. Just be powerful and finish it. How many cycles and how many times have you become complete? In how many cycles and how many times have you become complete? Do you remember? It is not anything new. You have become that every cycle. You are becoming what you have already been before. You simply have to repeat it. You have to create that which is already created. And this is why it is said, the predestined drama, everything is predestined, is already created. And you just have to repeat it now. to repeat it now means that you have to create it. So is this difficult or easy? To just create what has already happened. Just repeat what has already happened. Bap Dada believes that you have the blessing of the confluence age. What is a blessing? Easy effort. Through the blessing of easy effort in this birth. So easy effort, this is a blessing you have at the confluence age. Through the blessing of easy effort in this birth, you will automatically attain an easy life for 21 births. So easy effort is a blessing you receive now, and then through that blessing you will automatically attain an easy life for 21 births. Bap Dada has come to liberate you, has come to liberate every child from laboring. Bap Dada has come to liberate every child from laboring. You have worked hard for 63 births. You have worked hard for 63 births. Therefore now, with God's love in this one birth, become free from laboring. Therefore now, with God's love in this one birth, become free from laboring. Where there is love, there is no labor. And where there is labor, there is no love. So Bap Dada is giving you the blessing of being an easy effort maker. Bap Dada is giving you the blessing of being an easy effort maker. And the way to become free is, and the way to become free is love. Love for the Father from your heart. Love for the Father from your heart. Be absorbed in love. And be absorbed in love. Be absorbed in love, and the great instrument that is yantra, you know, the method, the instrument for that is the mantra of Manmanabhav. So use this instrument, yantra. Use this instrument, use this yantra of Manmanabhav. You know how to use it, do you not? You know how to use it, do you not? Bap Dada has seen Bap Dada has seen how through through God's love at the confluence age. Through God's love at the confluence age, you have received so many powers and virtues. So many powers and virtues, so much knowledge, and so much happiness too. So through God's love at the confluence age, you have received so many powers and virtues, so much knowledge and happiness. Therefore, use all of these treasures and gifts from God. Therefore, use all of these treasures and gifts from God at the right time. So use them, all these gifts and treasures from God which you have received at the right time. So, did you hear what Bab Dada wants? Did you hear what Bab Dada wants? Each child should be an easy effort maker. Easy and also intense. Each child should be an easy effort maker, easy and also intense. Use determination in this. Use determination in this. I have to become that. This is determination. If I don't become, then who else will? That is determination. So I have to become that. If I don't become, then who will? I was that, I am that, and will be that every cycle. I was that, I am that, and I will always be that every cycle. You definitely have to adopt such firm faith in yourself. You definitely have to adopt such firm faith in yourself. Do not say that you will do it at some point. No, you definitely have to do it. It has to happen. It's already accomplished. That's what you should think. Baba looked around in the whole gathering, and Bab Dada says, Bab Dada is pleased to see the children of this land and abroad. However, he is not just seeing you children who are personally in front of him. He is also seeing all the children everywhere of this land and abroad. He is also seeing all the children everywhere of this land and abroad. He is not just seeing you children who are personally in front of him. He is also seeing all the children everywhere of this land and abroad. The majority of birthday The the majority of birthday greetings have come from everywhere. So many greeting cards have come from everywhere. Bab Dada has received cards, emails, and also thoughts from the heart. Determined thoughts from the heart. The father, also sings songs of the children, just as you sing, do you not? What do you sing? Baba, you performed wonders, you have performed wonders, you sing such a song, do you not? Therefore, the father also sings the songs. We children have also performed wonders. Sweet children have also performed wonders. So you sing for Baba, that Baba, you have performed wonders, and Bab Dada sings for you children that you have performed wonders. Bab Dada always says that you are sitting personally in front of Baba, but those who are sitting far away are also sitting in Bab Dada's heart today. But those who are sitting far away are also sitting in Bab Dada's heart. You are, of course, sitting in Bab Dada's heart, but even those who are far away are sitting in Bab Dada's heart. Today, in the thoughts of the children from everywhere, there was just congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. This is what the children were thinking everywhere. This sound was reaching Bab Dada's ears. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. And the thoughts were reaching his mind. So the sound was reaching Bab Dada's ears and the thoughts were reaching his mind. These are not just cards. Cards are just namesake. Letters are just namesake. So cards and letters are only namesake. However, they are very great gifts, even greater than diamonds. Your love, your determined thoughts, they are even greater gifts, greater than diamonds. All of you are listening and becoming pleased, happy, aren't you? So, you all celebrated your birthday, have you not? All of you have celebrated your birthday. Whether you are 2 years old or 1 year old child or even 1 week old child, this is the birthday of the establishment of the Yajna. So all the Brahmins are residents of the Yajna. This is why Bab Dada is giving all the children lots and lots of love and remembrance from his heart. Together, lots of love and remembrance from the heart, together with blessings always continue to be sustained with blessings and continue to fly. Always continue to be sustained with blessings and continue to fly. It is easy to give and receive blessings, is it not? Is it easy to give and receive blessings? Those who feel it is easy to give and receive blessings, raise your hand. Okay, they have flags in their hands, so they are waving their flags. So you don't let go of these blessings, do you? The easiest effort is, the easiest effort of all is to give blessings and receive blessings. Yoga is included in this. Knowledge is included too in it. Dharana is included in it. And service is also included in it when you give and receive blessings. All the four subjects are included in giving blessings and receiving blessings. All the four subjects are included in giving and receiving blessings. So, double foreigners, it is easy to give and receive blessings, is it not? Is it easy? Is it easy to give and receive blessings? So easy, is it not? You had no problem in coming to Madhuban, did you? You came easily, didn't you? So where there is love, there nothing is difficult. So what blessing will you remember specially for today? Easy effort makers. What special blessing of today will you remember? Easy effort makers. Anything that is easy is done quickly. Work that requires a lot of effort is difficult and therefore it takes time. But what is easy, it is done quickly. So who are all of you? Easy effort makers. Say it. Sahaj Purusharthi. Easy effort makers. Remember this word, easy effort makers. Sahaj Purusharthi. When you return to your countries, do not get engrossed in laboring again. When you have any work to do that requires labor, then say from your head, Baba, my Baba, and the labor will finish. Just say Baba, my Baba, and that feeling of labor will finish. Acha. So you have now celebrated, have you not? The father celebrated and all of you also celebrated. Okay. Whose turn is it this time? It's the turn of Rajasthan zone to serve everyone. Everyone stand up from Rajasthan zone. So many in Rajasthan zone. It's the turn of Rajasthan zone. It is good. This is a spiritual army. This is a spiritual army. Very good. You have served from your heart and made everyone content. So Rajasthan, you have served from your heart and made everyone content. When you make others content, the waves of contentment from them reach your heart. When you make others content, the waves of contentment from them reach your hearts, and this brings a lot of happiness. So you have received a lot of happiness, have you not? You did physical service. You did physical service, and all the brothers and sisters gave you the gift of happiness. And the brothers and sisters gave you the gift of happiness. Contentment is the greatest nourishment of happiness. Contentment is the greatest nourishment of happiness. The whole group have become jewels of contentment. You are the jewels of contentment who make others content. So, congratulations, congratulations from Bap Dada and the whole family to the jewels of contentment. Acha, okay, you may sit down. Look who increases the beauty of this hall. Look who increases the beauty of this hall. When all of you children come, the diamond hall becomes a diamond. Just look behind, see the whole hall is full. So look who increases the beauty of this hall. When all of you children come, the diamond hall becomes a diamond. The scene is very beautiful. It is good. Dadiji loves the diamond hall a lot. Dadiji loves the diamond hall a lot. She makes everyone dance very well. You know, Dadijan ki, even Dadiji is to make everyone dance. You become happy, do you not? You become happy when Dadiji makes all of you dance. Where is Dadiji? Dadi Janki too. When Dadiji makes you all very good. Now, are you able to perform drill in 1 second? You are able to do this, are you not? Perform drill in 1 second. Acha. Okay. Now we have here to all the elevated children everywhere who always maintain zeal and enthusiasm, to all the easy effort making children, who have received the blessings of the confluence age, to those who say, I, the soul, with the awareness of the soul being with the Father. So to those who say, I, the soul, with the awareness of the soul being with the Father, to those who give all souls the cooperation of creating the atmosphere through their attitude, to such Master Almighty Authority children, Bab Dadas, love, remembrance, blessings, congratulations, and namaste. And now, Bab Dada will give drishti from the stage. So Bab Dada came in front of the stage and started giving drishti. This is the Murli of 7th March 2005. So, 18 years ago, Baba spoke this Murli, 7th of March 2005, Shivratri Day.
जी, प्यारे बाबा ने बच्चों को शिव जयंती की बहुत बहुत मुबारक। सभी भाई बहने बैठे रहेंगे, कोई भी नहीं उठेगा, क्योंकि अभी शिव जयंती सेलिब्रेशन का कार्यक्रम रहेगा। बाप दादा ने बच्चों को उनके जन्म दिवस पर मुबारक दी और बच्चों ने बाबा को बहुत बहुत मुबारक दी है। आज का दिन
गुड विशेस एंड कांग्रेचुलेशन
मनाने का दिन है।
On occasion of Shiv Jayanti and children also gave congratulations and greetings to Bap Dada on the eve of Shiv Jayanti. Bap Dada and children, it's the birthday of the children and the father, and this Shiv Jayanti, and you're celebrating each other's birthday. So if you can clap. So with your claps, we will start the song. Our life, Baba, who's our life, he's come to us and all the children. All the children are greeting the father on his birthday. He is our life. And there is the music which is playing. And all the children are saying happy birthday to the father. Baba gives us congratulations and wishes. And the children are giving the wishes to the father. Happy birthday, sweet Baba. Happy birthday to the loving father. The Lord of Innocence, and He's the one who benefits everyone. He is the Lord of Innocence, and He's Bola Bhandari. Children all across all the countries, from all the places. So, Baba is giving namaste and congratulations, and children are wishing the father happy birthday. He's coming in Dakar to meet us. He's coming physically in Dakar to meet with us and to celebrate Shiv Jayanti with us. And he's come to hoist the flag. This kind of birthday, who else can celebrate? Baba says namaste to the children, and the children say happy birthday to Baba. Happy birthday. to Dada. He has come to fill us with all the blessings, and he made us sacrifice the I-ness. And he gave us the inspiration to follow complete purity. He gave us the aim of complete purity. So Baba explained what is true Shiv Jayanti, the truth of Shiv Jayanti. Baba says namaste to the children, and the children say happy birthday to Baba. Congratulations to Baba. Happy birthday to Baba. Sweet Baba, loving Baba, happy birthday. The flag hoisting is happening. Happy birthday to sweet Baba. Flag of Shiv Baba is the highest. Always there is respect for the one, and he is the one, and the knowledge of Shiva is going to bring benefit to the world. Flag of Shiv Baba is the highest, and he is the most respected, and he is the father of all the souls, and his Gyan is going to benefit the whole world. The hall is decorated and there is cake. They are lighting the candles. your face is beautiful, golden, and I want to really surrender myself to you. Your features are beautiful than moon. Baba, your birthday has come. Happy birthday to you. You are the one who is my support, and you are the most beloved. We thank you day and night, Baba. You are our support, you are our beloved. Now the cake cutting is going on. They're cutting the cake for Bab Dada. So with your sustenance, our family is sustained. The birthday has come. Happy birthday to you. The hall is decorated, the cake has come. And then there are laddus in your company, the happiness, laddus of happiness. Your birthday has come. Baba, happy birthday to you. Cutting is done. I think the seniors are going to share their good wishes and blessings. Whoever is on the stage, please take your pieces of cake from the stage. Those who are on the stage will take the pieces of cake from Sharda Ben and then they leave the stage. Now, Dadi Ratan Mohini is going to share her inspirations on the occasion of Shiv Jayanti. Dadi Ratan Mohini.
Shiv Jayanti ji ki bhi manai.
We have celebrated Shiv Jayanti.
Shiv Jayanti bhi manai jati hai.
We celebrated Shiv Jayanti.
Shiv Jayanti ki bhi is मकान में मनाई मिठाई बनी हुई है.
Everyone received the sweets of Shiv Jayanti. We celebrated Shiv Jayanti in the world out there. On this day, they celebrate Shiv Jayanti, they worship Shiva, God Shiva, and they have the desire to see God. In the path of devotion, they have this desire. But here, and we have attained, in the world out there, they are searching for God, but we have attained Baba, and we have met Baba in front of us, and we had this beautiful celebration, and today, today on this day, everyone of us, we promise we have to hoist the flag of the promise, and we have to spread the message of God in the whole world. Congratulations to each and every one on the occasion of Shiv Jayanti. Congratulations and congratulations. Now, Didi Mohini will share her inspirations on the occasion of Shiv Jayanti. Mohini Didi. शांति
बाबा ने
पाप दादा
सभी के जन्मदिन की न केवल बधाइयां दी,
नॉट जस्ट कंग्रेचुलेटेड फॉर आवर बर्थडे, बट बाबा गेव अस सो मेनी ब्लेसिंग्स. वी हैव टू बिकम इक्वल टू द फादर, वी हैव टू बिकम इजी एफर्ट मेकर्स, वी हैव टू मेक आवर एटीट्यूड एलिवेटेड सो दैट द एटमोस्फियर अराउंड अस चेंजेस. Baba has blessed us with so many blessings. On behalf of Baba, and it's not just Baba's birthday, it's our birthday. Congratulations and happy birthday to all of you. Now Sister Jayanti is going to share her inspirations on the occasion of Shiv Jayanti. Sister Jayanti. Om Shanti. Congratulations to each and everyone. Today Bab Dada has so much of love. Baba has taught us so many elevated thoughts to uplift us. We experienced Baba's sweet drishti and his words. I was touched by Baba's words. Baba wants us to be easy effort makers. Baba doesn't like that we make effort, labor. But instead of labor, if we just use the love, then easily we can go across and our effort becomes easier. And whatever Baba desires, we will attain that stage. Baba has sustained us with so much of love, and congratulations and good wishes on your birthday. Now Brijbhuvan Bhai is going to share his inspirations. Request Brijbhuvan Bhai to fill our aprons with his blessings. Om Shanti. Today, especially Rajasthan and double foreigners, all the brothers and sisters from Rajasthan and double foreigners are here in double in Diamond Hall on the occasion of Shiv Jayanti with Baba. So all of you have come here. So especially the souls of Rajasthan and all the double foreigners, I congratulate you. Birthday wishes, your birthday wishes, and Shiv Jayanti congratulations to all of you. Today Bab Dada said, I'm not happy of my birthday, but I'm happy of the children's alaukik birthday. He's not just happy about his alaukik birthday, but the children's birthday as well. So Baba's more happy. And this birthday, where Baba's and children's birthday together on the same day, it never happens anywhere, only here. Baba says that I've come to make your labor easy. I came to help you. So please make easy effort. So Baba gave us the blessing to be easy effort makers. Ours is easy yoga, and our effort should be easy. So never be trapped in labor. So with this easy effort, our life for 21 lives is going to become easy. All of you attentively heard the murli of Bab Dada, and Baba gave us so much of love, and he was giving so much of loving drishti. And in the end, Baba said, just sacrifice one word, that is I. So Baba says, change the body conscious I into spiritual I, which is I am the soul. I have to be the soul, and then I have to see others in the form of soul. So with this effort, I will experience all the joy of super senses joy. Baba has given us congratulations, multi-million congratulations. Om Shanti.
बहुत सुंदर आप सभी की मुबारकों से झोली भर गई है हम सभी तीन मिनट.
Now we will have Baba's remembrance for 3 minutes, and all the brothers and sisters in the hall, the ones who are responsible for cleaning, they are going to pile up the chairs, and those who want to help can help. Om Shanti.